Welcome back to Recovering Snobs. Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up?
I don't know. Nothing much, I guess.
Oh. So, what's going on? How was your day?
Oh, it was Tuesday, so, you know, I don't really like Tuesdays, but the most important part is that I made it, and I'm alive, so I guess that's as good as it's gonna get. How was yours?
Oh, it was good. Long, stressful. But whatever.
Right. That's life in your 30s.
Right. So today we are going to be discussing interracial couples, relationships.
Yeah.
Dating.
Yeah. Interracial dating and I guess marriage or whatever you want to call that.
Okay.
So I don't know. Like, how would you ever date outside your race? Is that something that you would ever do? Or be interested in?
I don't know. I think I would.
Have you ever? I don't know. Have you ever dated anyone?
No, I have never. But I was starting to think I should. I should start going that route.
Why is that?
Because I don't, like, why limit myself?
Are you attracted to men of other races?
I don't know. It depends. I do see some people that I'm like, maybe. But then I'm like, no. I don't know. It just depends. Sometimes I am attracted to them. You're not attracted to anybody outside your race? Like, you've never seen someone and you're like, wow, it's kind of cute.
Maybe on TV, but I can't say that I've met anyone that I was like, oh my God, he's so attractive, or I like him, or I have a crush on him. You know, maybe what? I'm lying. When I was like, I used to go to Catholic school and there was maybe one or two of the black kids in my class. And I think at some point I had a crush on, he might have been like a Spanish kid or an Italian kid, but I was like 8. And I used to like New Kids on the Block, but that was just because like I was like saturated in white culture. So, I think, like, because there was, like, no options. I mean, I don't know. I can't say that as an adult or even as, like, a younger woman that I ever was, like, looking at anyone outside of a black man that I deemed to be attractive. It's just not there for me.
I have seen attractive men of other races, so.
Yeah, it's not there for me. I mean, like.
Yeah.
You know, the guy who plays Thor in the movies, he's attractive. Yeah. He's an attractive white guy to me. But you don't really see that. Like, and I don't know if you ever watched True Blood.
No.
Probably not. So it's for those of you who are like, you know, people who watch True Blood back when it used to come on, Eric. I don't know. I think like I have a universal type. Like I like big, tall, stocky kind of like strapping men. So that's
other races
universal.
Are
right. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so like when I see a like a white guy who is like, you know, big and tall and strapping, then yeah, I guess like I can look at him like, oh, okay, he's nice looking. But just on a general day to day, I can't say that I've come across a white guy that I was like, wow, I just haven't. It's not my thing. And it's just, they don't do it for me. And that's okay.
Yeah. No, that is okay. That's fine. But I think for me, I do see a lot of attractive men of other races, but I think sometimes, like, because I work with Asians and people from, like, the Middle East and all, and it's kind of crazy, like, when you get to know them, they're actually, well, obviously, they're regular people, but I think sometimes, like, when you get to know somebody's personality, it's like, wow, and I think that could be an attraction as well, but I'm not opposed to it, but it's not something I've ever done.
Right.
I don't know if I'll ever do it.
Right.
But and whatever happens, I'm too, like, I'm not, like, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, like, on a social level, I have had such limited interactions with white people. I remember one time, this was well over 10 years ago. I had like a little house party. It was for my 25th birthday, so that was a while ago. And it was like a little birthday get together with my friends and some cousins and whatever. And some of my cousins brought their white friend. Uh-huh. And I was taken back, like, what? And I remember pulling one of them aside, like, listen, I understand that's your friend, but you could have given me some warning about bringing a white person in my home. And what? He looked at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, and I mean, I remember being, like, genuinely, like, offended, almost, like, you should have said something to me because this is the first person. Like, I felt like I should have had some say on who was the first white person to cross this threshold. And it sounds silly. But, you know, we're talking about 25-year-old Vanelle, you know. But I was just like, what the fuck? Like, you should have said something like, hey, I'm bringing my white friend. Like, you know, I shouldn't be surprised that you're bringing a white boy to my house. I don't know. I mean, because I have had such limited social...
Well, if that's your friend, you should know that they're not going to bring anybody that's...
They're my cousins.
Okay, so then...
And
they're
not
going to bring anybody to your house that you wouldn't approve of.
Listen. You have to understand, I have had, like I said, such limited social opportunities with white people. So because of that, I was very, like, on guard and reserved. And I get it. Like, that's kind of not cool. And it's also a little immature, but I just wasn't expecting it. And I was taken off guard. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on here? I don't know his white boy. He could be a cop. I mean, not that I was in there slanging dope, but I still kind of felt like I should have known. I don't know. Whatever. And I mean, as it turns out, like, he's like a good friend to, like, one of my cousins. I think he was, like, in his wedding. It's one of his good friends, and that's all well and good. He's got, like, he's a black wife, I think, and some, you know, that doesn't make a difference, but I'm just saying, like, I was just, at that point, that was my first time meeting him, and I felt as though I should have known that there was going to be a white person here, like, because for me, white people were mixed company, and I always felt as though there were certain things that I would not say and do in mixed company. So I think that was the thing that kind of, like, threw me off. I mentioned in a previous episode that one of the things that I admire about millennials is their ability to not give a fuck about that whole mixed company rule. They say and do and be as black as they want to be in front of the world. So I think that that's one thing I've learned from them.
Right.
To not have to, like, you know, tone my blackness down because I'm in a group of people who don't understand my blackness. If you don't understand it, it's not for you, and let's move on.
But that's the thing. Whenever I'm around people of other races, I'm always myself, and they actually love it.
I mean, I guess I never really cared about what they loved or what they didn't like. It was more or less like...
But they're not, like, judging me, like, oh my God, why are you doing that? Or why... It was a good time. Like, I don't...
Yeah, I mean, I guess it wasn't so much of me feeling like they may judge me. It was more or less feeling like, this is just for us. If I say or do certain things, you're not going to understand it. And I don't want to explain it to you. This is a part of my culture. And I don't feel as though I need to explain it to you. So you know what? I'm not even going to bother. I'm going to keep it professional with you. I'm going to put on my professional mask that I wear when I go to work. And that's just how I've always been. And even now, you know, I'm a lot more open to, like I said, just being my most authentic black girl self anywhere I go. But I had been taught a certain way, and growing up, like I said, going to predominantly white schools and shit like that, it kind of, like, prepares you for a certain world. So, you know,
okay.
I think I've grown out of that, fortunately, and I think the younger generation for that. But, you know, that's just my thing. We got off topic about interracial dating and all that good stuff, but how do you feel? Are you one of those women who sees a black man, a successful black man, because this is a whole myth anyway, but a successful black man and you see him with a white woman, does that make you feel any type of way?
No. It doesn't. Most of the guys that I see with, not saying that they're corny, but quote unquote, you know, but they're not if they weren't successful black women would not care.
Right.
I don't think, in my opinion. It's not until they get successful and they're with the person who stood by them or whatever. Maybe, I don't know what's going through their head or what they went through, but I don't feel like, I don't really care. No.
Right.
And this day and age is kind of like so common that
right.
I don't even see anything. I just see like two, like I don't, whatever.
Well, for me, what disturbs me is when I see a black person, male or female, who dates outside their race exclusively and with the excuse of, I don't like black women because black women are now insert something negative. That is what I have the issue with. Because date who you want, like who you want, but I find it to be very self-hating for you to only be attracted to someone that doesn't look like you, your mother, your grandmother, your aunts. I feel like that's very self-hating. It's something in you who does not love you or your blackness because you are looking to, you're looking outside of who you are and what you come from to, you know, be with someone in a relationship. So for me, I feel as though if you have to put me down as a black woman in order to validate why you are attracted to this, you know, race of maybe, women, it's maybe something they had,
maybe they had several experiences with black women. I don't know.
But so what?
Maybe they don't want anyone that look like my kids say I'm white. I don't know why. They just do. Oh, you're white. Look at you. Your father's white. I'm like, no, I'm not white. They might not date light-skinned women, but I don't really care.
But that's not the same thing as light-skinned. You are a black woman. At the end of the day, doesn't matter how white you are.
But I've been watered down with something.
And what does that mean? You are a black woman. I don't care how light we are.
Even though I'm mixed?
We're black. You're black. You're black. I don't.
So if you're Asian and black, then you're black.
I mean, hey, I didn't create that one drop rule. I didn't. That wasn't my thing. But the way it's been in this country, the rule has been if you have a drop of black blood in you, you are black. And right. Eventually, that black comes out. Eventually. So for me, like, I don't care how light skinned I am, I don't care how curly my hair gets. I am a black woman.
Right. But my point is, if there was no interracial dating, we probably would not be here.
We would be here, but we would be darker.
Ourselves, who we are? No, we wouldn't.
I believe we would.
We'd be other people.
Okay. Maybe I'd be maybe I'd be Beyonce. Listen, I don't fucking know. It does, like, no. As far as I'm concerned, I would still probably be the same spirit born into a different body. And that doesn't bother me. But to be honest with you, I feel like my complexion was from force and not from two people falling in love. It was more than likely somebody was getting raped back there in my ancestry, and that's why I'm so light skinned. So, you know, I don't revere that, like, oh wow, I'm light skinned and that makes me special. It's like I've always looked at my complexion as proof of abuse that my ancestors suffered. So
I know a lot of mixed people and I don't think they look at it like, oh, I was abused back like my ancestors, but.
Well, if you're mixed.
Because they're our age.
If you're mixed and that's a product of my mother is white, my father is black. Yeah, that's not the same thing as me being light skinned with two black parents. So, yeah, that's a little different. You see what I'm saying? Like, I know both my parents are black. I know my grandparents are black. You know what I mean? Like, that, whatever, wherever that European blood came from, it came way down the line. People I didn't know, people I didn't encounter, and more than likely, people who were not willing to go ahead and have these interracial relationships. So maybe for me, that's one of the reasons why it's not something that I'm interested in just innately. Like, I'm not here for that. For Vanel, what other people do is they business, but for me, it's just a hard no, and it's not even anything that I feel like I can control. It's just what I'm not attracted to. I'm very just, I don't know, I'm very interested and engaged in men of my own race. So
What if your kids brought home someone of the of another race?
I can't say I wouldn't be disappointed. I can't say I wouldn't be. Would I get over it? Probably. But I can't say I wouldn't just first reaction be a little disappointed. I can't say I wouldn't be.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, oh, I wouldn't care. But I'm going to be honest. I would. I would care. I would. It, just because.
Is it certain races or?
Anything. I would prefer that all three of my sons brought me home a black girl. And not brought me home, but decided to spend their lives with a black woman who understands their experiences, understands, you know, has similar upbringing. And yeah, that's my preference. I can't control their preferences, though. That's not right for me to determine. You know what I mean? But what I would prefer is someone who has similar, you know, backgrounds as them. And in this country, realistically, black people have one experience and everyone else has a different experience. That's just what it is. I didn't make the rules. That's what it is. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we should speak to someone who is actually dating outside of their race.
I think so.
Okay. So I'm going to, do you want to introduce her or?
Yeah. So we recently made a friend, Amber. She's a young lady who is dating a really cute white boy at that. You know, that's the thing too. I feel like this is my own personal opinion. Sometimes we see black men, regular Joe Schmo black guy. He gets any, you know, a lot of times he's very self-hating. I only date, you know, women outside my race. And then they get just anyone, just pull it off the lot. I'll take it. I'll buy it. But I feel like black women, when black women date outside of our race, we are going for somebody of substance and quality. And we got certain, like a certain criteria. I could be wrong, but that's just my opinion. So Amber seems to be like, in a, you know, from the brief interaction we had with her and her significant other, they seem to be in a good space and happy and in a, you know, healthy relationship. So we are going to give Amber a call and see what she feels about this whole topic.
Yes. Hold on, guys.
Bear with us in our technical stuff that we have not yet mastered.
Oh my God, I can't do it. It's not
sure
working.
You can.
No, I can't. Why is this not working? Jesus Christ. Damn it. One second.
We're working it out. Working it out. We're still here, so don't go anywhere.
Oh, okay. Hi, listeners. So we have Amber on the line.
Hey, Amber.
So Vanilla and I were just discussing interracial dating, and we just wanted to get your take on it since you are currently dating someone of a different race.
So let's, you know, get a few details about you. So how old are you, Amber?
24.
Gosh. How young. So you have been in a relationship with your boyfriend for how long?
It's close to 4 years now.
Oh my God. Jeez Louise. Yes. You're an old, y'all old married couple at this point.
I know, right? Might as well be.
So before him, right, did you, okay, what are your preferences? Like, has it been exclusively white boys? Have you dated black guys before?
Oh, yeah. He's actually the first and probably the only one.
Yeah?
That I'll ever date.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
What made you
hated black guys before him? A lot. Oh. Like probably like 4 or 5. Like before I got to try out, you know, another race. So I had a little bit of experience.
Okay, so what made you go, what made you decide to date a white guy?
Honestly, it wasn't even about the race. He just treated me like a lady. The first guy to say, let me take you out on a date. That's all it took.
Really?
I was like, oh, you're going to take me out on a date.
Wow.
Yeah. Because
usually guys that I was talking to, the first thing they want to do is smoke some weed, chill in their mother house. Like, I don't have time for that.
Damn. That is so disheartening. You know what I mean? Because I remember being a young woman and, like, I mean, and these were hood niggas that wanted to take me out on dates. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this? Just this generation of young men who don't feel as though they need to put in a little effort to get to know a woman.
Yeah. I mean,
it's social media. Social media is the blame.
Yeah, and I don't even mess with social media no more. Thank God. I'm taking a little, I took like a 2 years off.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, but social media. Are you, like, how, like, are you able to be yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you feel it's certain things you can't do or say because you're black and he doesn't understand?
So, at first, I was under that impression. But probably, like, after a year or so of his dating, I kind of got how he was. And we were fine after that. It just takes it's different because he brings another perspective from, like, the outside looking in. Kind of, sort of. Okay. And, you know, we have discussions and stuff like that, but, you know, it hasn't been any, like, you know, I feel like he doesn't understand where I'm coming from, because he does. Even though he's not black himself, he's familiar with the culture. I'll say it like that. He's familiar with the culture. And I'm not his first black girlfriend. So.
Oh. Excuse me.
And how does his family treat you? And vice versa.
Oh, they are awesome. You know, the first time I met them, they, what was the first thing we did? Oh, they welcomed me with open arms. You know, when I went down to visit, I was initially, like, nervous. I was like, oh, God, they don't think I'm ghetto. That was, like, my first thing. And I was like, damn. Like, it was great, you know, like, they really welcomed me with open arms, and it's one of the nice things, like, one of the nice people, you know, I've ever met. So
it wasn't a get out type of situation.
Oh, no, no, not
okay.
at all.
I'm just
not at all. You know,
so,
thank God, but.
Going back to you, I mean, it probably was easier coming into the situation considering the fact that you were not the first black girl, probably, that they knew, like, he likes the black girl, so we're not going to expect him to bring home Allison. You know, he likes the black girls.
Right. Well, he's dated various types of girls and different races and stuff like that.
Really?
Like, I'm just not his first black woman that he's been with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he's accustomed to, you know, gotta have a ponytail ball, got the brushes, and, you know, the natural hair. He's accustomed to it all, and he loves when I wear my afro out. Like, he likes all of that stuff, so.
What about your family? How did they receive him?
Oh, yeah, my family don't care.
Okay. They're like, whatever, like, she's happy.
Right, that's all they said. It was like, oh, you know, you're happy, so you're gay. But if you fuck up, you even make sure you call us. I'm like, okay.
And we don't hear from you in a few days. Nah, I'm just joking.
Okay.
Did it ever cross your mind that, like, y'all would get into a really, like, bad fight and he would call you a black bitch?
You know what? I mean, it's not really about race with us. It's kind of just like some things, you know, like being in an interracial relationship can have, like, things where, like, it's like a culture shock.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, like, something that I do that I grew up doing is not really something that he grew up doing, so he wouldn't really understand it as much. And it's, like, vice versa.
But, like, for example, like, what do you, like, what does that look like?
So, okay, so up here, the men, you know, everybody goes to, like, the baby showers and stuff. It's kind of, I guess it's like a, I don't know if it's like a New York culture or just like a, you know, a black cultural thing. I'm not sure. But I know in my family, everybody goes to the baby showers together. Everybody, it's like a big party. But on where he's from, they don't do that. It's kind of like a woman thing. Like, the women go do the baby showers and stuff like that, and the men, they don't really get involved with none of that.
Mm.
So, that, I mean, that's a little bit weird for me. I'm like, really? Y'all don't, you know? So, it's like, I don't know, maybe, like, just, like, you know, he grew up in the suburbs and, you know, not really around a whole bunch of black people, so those conversations are always funny, I guess, because it's like, yeah, this is how it usually is. And, you know, we live up in the Bronx. So, you know, the Bronx is, like, majority, like, you know, black and Hispanic. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's a lot of things that he's like, oh, my gosh, this really happened.
So when you guys go out, do you get looks? Like, have you ever gotten into any sort of altercation or?
Yes. So
we were at
a bar. It was actually the bar that we met at. And, you know, we were sitting there talking to the bartenders, getting a drink. And this guy came over and he was like, oh, you went for a white dude? I could treat you better than that. Just turn against your own race. Like, he was like so negative. And I'm just like, it's not even about, like, if for me, it wasn't about the color. It was just the fact that he was so, like, you know, forward, and he knew what he wanted, and that's what helped me make my decision on, like, you know, if I wanted to be with him and stuff like that. It really has nothing to do with race. For my situation,
those are the types of relationships that I'm always like, all right, that makes the most sense to me. But
yeah.
My issues have come, not, and I don't even have an issue because it's none of my business, but when a black man or a black woman decides to date outside their race, like, you didn't make the decision to do that. You just fell into it. You met someone that you clicked with,
exactly.
And it was organic. Whereas, like, exactly. I have encountered people that's like, oh no, I don't date black men because X, Y, and Z. You don't have to put your race down to justify who you are in a relationship with. And I appreciate that.
Exactly.
But would you date a black guy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've dated black guys before. It's just, unfortunately, the ones that I dated before just weren't the right ones for me. That's all that was.
Nice.
You know, it's just like, I've dated guys who had kids. I dated guys who were like 5 to 8 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, and my boyfriend, he's 5 years older than me. But I've always liked older guys, period.
Right.
Just because most guys my age, you know, they don't really put together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, what, 24? Yeah, not for nothing at 24.
Yeah, I mean, 24, yeah.
It's kind of hard, like, to have it together in 2018,
exactly.
You know, not for nothing, yeah, especially in this city.
It really is.
So true.
Things were different
when I was your age. My first apartment was $800 a month. So, yeah. So, you know, like, you're not going to find that in 2018. You're not going to find anything like that.
No, you will find a room for $800.
If you're lucky. If you're lucky, yes. You'll find a room for $800.
Right.
So
most people are actually going to Jersey and renting rooms over there because they pay, like, it's like $400 a month.
Wow.
To stay out in Jersey and just go back and forth to the city.
Yeah.
That's, like, the best thing for them to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really crazy out here. Like, you know, I was like, I was staying with my grandmother, and she was like, you know, I was staying at her house, and I couldn't afford my own apartment when I was 18, 19. And most people, and that's another thing, too, about the difference of where you grow up at. You know, my boyfriend, he grew up in the suburbs, and
you know, in his area, you could rent out a one bedroom for like $600 and you out of your parents' apartment. But up here, it's different. People still live with their parents, but it's because it's so expensive.
Right.
So it's better to share and just pay some of the rent than pay a full rent. Everybody just put in, you know what I'm saying? So
do you feel like white guys are more independent?
It depends. I've met some very unstable white people.
Right.
You know, yeah. So like, you know, people, I've met a lot of white people who are actually like strung out on meth, homeless people. It's a lot of them that I've met, like just off of just walking down the street, you know, in different,
uh-huh.
when I was in different states and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, I see a lot of that, but I guess, predominantly in the city, I see a lot more successful white men than black men. But I think it has way more to do with, you know, our exposure to things and how our perspective and how our take is on things as well as just systemically, you know, racism and things
mm-hmm.
like that. Also
mm-hmm.
in that as well. But it's a lot of our culture, how we are, that, you know, everybody has, like, you know, little faults. In anything, and you know, it's definitely some things as black people that we need to work on. Period. As a whole, just like as any other race, white people, you know, need to work on some things, and Indians
right.
and Asians. Everybody has something that's like, ooh,
right.
that, you know what I'm saying? Like you have that like
right.
cringe thing. It's like, oh my God, I would never do that. But you know, people have the same reaction to everybody. Cultures and race and things like that. So I think
right.
that, honestly, like, you know, it really is very sad to see, you know, because I've always, like, want my black brothers and sisters to, you know, I want them to really get where they need to go and do what they need to do. But you don't see that as much. And, you know, we need to see more of that.
Right.
So,
but
you know,
what about your friends? Are you the only one who dates outside your race, or...?
Let me think. I think, yeah, yeah.
So
I mean,
how do they?
I went to school on the coast, and a lot of my friends are like African.
Right.
Well, actually, my best friend did date outside of her race.
Okay.
She's African, and the guy she was dating was Dominican. So that's a kind of crazy mix right there too.
I have a friend that dates outside her race, and I'm just like, how? Why? What? What is it like?
You know what?
It's like a whole nother.
It really is like, it's just one. It's just
like so many questions.
Well, how do your friends relate and how do they react to you? I mean, that you've been with this guy for 4 years, so you may have friends that you met after you started this relationship. So how do people like react to you having, you know, like, it's 2018, I'm sure most people are, like, you know, cool about it, but does anybody, like, say anything or outlandish?
So, like, usually they just, like, really shocked, because
mm-hmm.
I'm, like, really aggressive, and mm-hmm. they're like, wait, what?
Yeah, like me that night, I was like, wait, what? Ooh, really?
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
wow.
Like, one time we got into a cab, and a guy was like, wait, that's you? I was like, yeah. He was like, what? Like, that's most reaction. Then it's like, oh, okay. And then they're like, wait, y'all been dating for how long? I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, wow. And then it turns into that. But then it's like, whatever. Like, I have this same group of friends that I've been hanging out with for about 10 years now. And, you know, at first it was kind of a shock, and then after that, it was like, whatever.
Yeah, they don't care. They support
you. No. Part. Yeah, it's not right. that serious. Yeah, and, you know, as long as he ain't an asshole or dick, we good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's also, we're fortunate enough to live in such a diverse city, and also a city where people kind of are typically minding their business and leaving everybody else's alone. So
mm-hmm.
we see so much in the city that the last thing most of us are paying attention to is someone dating outside their race. But, you know, because it could be a lot, like, it could be You could be with a whole crackhead right now. And I think as a friend, I would be more concerned if you're with a crackhead or a man who beats you or, you know, something.
Exactly. Something negative.
But, you know, it's still like for me, because I don't really, now that I think about it, no, I don't think any of my friends date outside their race. So for me, it is something that's different because I don't really know. And my family, even, we kind of all, you know, we go black. That's just what we're into. But
did they ever like tell you, like, you better not bring home no white boy?
It was never said in those words, but I was raised watching Eyes on the Prize and Roots and all of that stuff. And so they raised me to be like such a militant black person and then were very confused as to how I became such a militant black person. So I don't think that was ever like a question of what I was going to bring home. It was, you know, and then once I started bringing them home, they were just saying like, oh, okay, she likes ghetto boys. Okay, we see. So that was never, I don't even think that crossed anybody's mind that I would be dating. But maybe when I was like 8 and I like New Kids on the Block, maybe then they thought,
I love that being New Kids on the Block.
How the hell do you know New Kids on the Block? You're only 24, really?
Yeah, like,
let me tell you, my father is the reason why I am the way I am. When I was little, he was playing the old school in the car, DJ Robbie Ross, CDs from the Bronx. Like, he would go to the Bronx to get his old school CDs. And we would blast it on every road trip. So I know all the old school music. I know by heart.
Well, I don't think my family would care if I bought my. They know I don't give a fuck what they thought anyway. So they probably would just be like, "Oh, all right, that's just her."
Right. It's like, all right.
Okay.
Look, as long as you know, as long as
yeah, as long as you're you don't have to, exactly. Like
That's all that matters.
Right. As long as they're treating you right and you happy, I don't even think it matters. So no
one should care. Maybe like in the '50s it would have been a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Just a little different.
So I mean, do you feel as though this is someone that you can see yourself having children with in the future and all of that? Like, and how do you envision that to be like with having biracial children?
I guess, well, we talk about it sometimes. Like, I do see myself like marrying him and having kids with him. But, you know, everything is a process with me. Everything, yeah, because, you know,
he's so young.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's like, you know, a process that we have to continue going through, and then when I get to that point, then I get to that point. But I want it to be, like, really natural. I don't want anything to feel forced or anything like that. Because, you know, a lot of my friends, they're, like, pregnant with kids already. And, you know, a couple of my friends are, like, you know, my little sister is, like, married. So, you know, it's a lot going on. And I'm just like, okay.
Well, how old is she?
Oh, she's my little sister's 22.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
I was your little sister. I was married at 20, so yeah.
Oh, you was married at 20. Uh-huh. Okay. How was that for you?
Hard. Very, very hard. Yeah. And I don't ever recommend that to a young person. So the fact that you're like, well, I'm ready to take my time and go through the motions, that's very smart, because I wasn't trying to hear nothing that anybody had to say. I was like, I'm getting married. I got a baby. I don't want to be nobody baby mother. So we're going to do this now. We're not going to wait. We're going to do it right now. So, yeah, I just don't advise young women young people for that matter, to do that, make that step before you are 100% ready and you understand what your role is in this marriage and you know what a marriage is and you have like real honest expectations of what marriage really is. It's not the happily ever after. It is the beginning of a partnership and a contract. So
legally.
Yeah.
People like think it's like, you know, fairy tale and everything like that. No. But I look at all the viewpoints. I'm like, okay, legally I have to put you on my taxes. So we got to take this serious.
Yeah. Yep.
This is not something to play with.
That's why I'm not married. Because, I'm like, so I got to pay to get fucking away from you.
Yeah, it's true. Like, you have to get permission from the government to break up with somebody you don't want to be with. It's not that simple. Yeah, like, that, it's hard. And then doing that in your 20s when you don't really quite know who you are yet. I don't feel as though I became completely a woman until I hit my 30s. Like, I thought I was grown. I was doing all the grown things. I had children, you know, was married, full-time jobs, living on my own, all of that stuff. And I just was acting as an adult, doing the things that but I wasn't thinking completely like an adult yet. Like, my right. spirit wasn't grown yet. So
what age do you think is, like, ideal for, like, if you could go rewind back in time, what age would you get married?
30, 31. And that's just me. That's me. Other people mature differently. So you may feel ready at 27. You may feel ready.
It depends on, it really depends on you.
It does. It depends on
because
your growth.
I get bored easily. And I, like you guys said, you know, marriage is not like a fairy tale. My marriage is going to be a fairy tale. Like, I'm not going to be married to anybody and be, like, miserable. I refuse.
Well, let me rephrase what I said then. What I meant to say was, like, it's not going to be flowers and peaches all the time. Like, you're going to hit those spots where you're just like, all right, I don't feel like dealing with you right now. I need a break, or I'm about to go read my book.
Yeah, and you can't get away. Right.
Either, you know, or just go for a walk or something like that. Like, you know, I mean, it's just,
you could do that.
Yeah, you know, that's what I mean by, like, you know, nothing's going to be perfect. But some people, like, they get into, like, you know, my little sister, she talks to me all the time, and she's like, Cherokee? I mean,
Amber?
Yeah, Amber. She's like, you know, marriage is work, but I enjoy every minute of it, but it's not, you know, a fairy tale or nothing like that.
I don't know.
But
I'm like a little nervous. All of this work that I hear people talking about, like,
but
it becomes worth it when it's the person that you feel
as though you are supposed
but
to.
But I just
be.
Feel like if it's like a good connection, it shouldn't be that much work. Like, what
it is going to be work because you're sharing your entire life with someone
else.
It is work. Whereas if it's when you're sharing your entire life with someone that you genuinely love, it can be hard, but you know in the back of your mind that it's worth doing. If you don't,
but you can be with someone and not be married and still share your entire life with them.
You could, but you would be a fool too.
Yeah, you could.
You would be a complete fool to share everything and every part of yourself with someone who has not made the commitment to say, you know what, on paper, I'm claiming you. If I die, you get all my things. You know what I mean? So
doesn't mean you're not going to get all their things.
But then what was this? If you're going to share your life with somebody, then what is the harm in putting a ring on you know, your finger and changing your last name? And it's not for everyone to do, but to me, marriage is a certain level of protection legally. If he gets into a horrible car accident and his mother lives in California, you don't want to have to wait for his mother to make decisions for him in that moment when it's you who's living with him.
That's why they have
children.
No care proxies.
Yeah, but if you're going to sign all these other legal documents, why are you, like, so hesitant to sign that ultimate document that covers everything? Why be so hesitant to sign that document when it's like, oh, you're going to be my healthcare proxy. Oh, you're going to be the executor of my estate. Why are you going to sign all these other little documents?
Everyone doesn't want to be married.
But then why?
Yeah, I was about to say, I have a lot of people that are not, they've been together for, you know, 10 plus years, and they are very happy.
I've known of those people too, and I've known of those people who say that, but in the back of their minds, it's like, oh, I'm not marrying him because he's messy and he don't know when to stop cheating. Well, I'm not marrying him or her because they are, like, buried in debt and I don't want to inherit that. Like, they have their reasons. No, it's, right. It's very few people who are like, I don't want to get married just because I don't want to get married. It's usually a reason, and it's one that they're not necessarily going to be so forthcoming with you about, but they know why. They know their reasons. They're just not going to share those reasons, or they're just afraid of commitment, you know? So I think it makes the most sense to me. When you start having children with someone, or you are interested in having children with someone, I think that it's just cleaner to just, let's cover all bases, get married, you know, I can sign all kinds of documents for you and vice versa. I would, for me personally, there's nobody else that I would trust with, if God forbid I was incapacitated and I needed somebody to make life or death decisions for me, there's nobody else that I would trust more than the person I'm married to. I wouldn't trust anybody else, because nobody else understands what it is that I want and what it is that, you know, is important to me and my family. So I just think that when it's the right person that comes along, you know that, and you don't mind doing the work. You don't mind being uncomfortable sometimes. You don't mind those things, because in the back of your mind, you know that this person is worth it.
I agree with that. I will also say that it depends on somebody's morals as well and beliefs. Because, like I said, you have people who don't really believe in marriage and don't believe that a paper should you know, represent their love. Like, they don't need that to represent their love. I've heard that as well. But you also have, like, people, like, for me, the main reason why I think that marriage, like, I would want to get married is because before I have kids, you know, I just think that it's something very secure.
Mm-hmm. You don't want them to be bastards.
As far as, yeah, and that's a fact, because I wasn't a bastard, so I don't want my kids to be, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, to each his own, you know what I'm saying? But I know from my own beliefs and my own morals and how, you know, I've seen things growing up. I would much rather, you know, be married with kids than to not be married with kids, just because I know how hard it is to be a single mom, because I've watched my mom.
But you could be married and still be a single mother.
That is very true. I mean, once you get to that case, y'all separated. Y'all not married. Once I get to that case, y'all separated. I'm talking about
not, like, all the time. Some people are married and the guy isn't there.
What?
Yeah, but then y'all not really married then.
y'all got a piece of paper.
If y'all living together and you're, like, not really in any kind of relationship, and that's just a permanent state, not a temporary, well, we fighting right now, then, I mean, what's the point? You just married furthermore, you likely got married just for the hell of it, too. And it takes work. You're not willing. Yeah. One of y'all's not willing to do the work. So if he's just there...
And that's why I do want to get married, but I don't understand this work that I have to do. If I'm with you and you're with me and you know me so well and I know you and we're just fucking happy go lucky.
In my opinion.
No.
And just because I know you today does not mean that I will know. You're not going to be the same you necessarily in 12 years from now.
Exactly. We're both going to grow.
Right, but that doesn't, just because you know someone right now doesn't mean that you don't have to continue the process of getting to know them and getting to understand them.
Exactly.
And understanding who they are and them understanding you. And that is the work, because you may grow into a different person that he doesn't understand right away. That's where the work comes in. Making him now understand, or him making you understand, this is who I am and this is how I evolved. And now the both of you coming to accept that growth. Those are the things that you work on.
I just feel like you should grow together.
But that's ideal. That's ideal.
You're growing behind me. Like, no.
But that's, and it doesn't necessarily mean growing behind you. You're just growing differently. And that's ideal to say, like, we're going to grow together.
It's probably not the same pace either. Like, you know, especially like if there's an age difference, the growth patterns are going to be different regardless. Like,
of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess because, you know, I've dealt with that. Like, our growth patterns aren't very different, because, you know, he's 5 years older than me. So he's done and went to
different places. So it's like certain things that he just feels like, oh, I've been there, done that. Like, I'm over that.
Yeah. Yeah. But it, I mean, but he's not lying, though. He already
right.
And it's like, oh, it's my first time. Like,
right.
Like, he's just, like, just something as simple as, like,
well, 5 years older than you should really be, like, your age.
Immature.
Yeah. Well, we got way off topic here, so.
We often do that,
but you know, we gotta steer it back on course.
Revert it back.
Yes.
So is there any advice that you would give to both people who are in a new relationship and you know, they're just starting out and they're kind of testing the waters? That's part A of the question, and part B of the question is, do you have any advice for people who are like dead set against interracial relationships, and they may have a relative or a friend or someone who is in a new relationship or in a relationship? Like, how do you deal with that? Like, what advice do you have for those people?
Okay, so I'm gonna answer the first question first. You said new relationships,
like the
regular relationship.
No, new interracial relationships, like, you know. You know, they're just starting out and they're just testing the waters, and they may be a little apprehensive or nervous. Like you said, it took you a while to realize that he wasn't a certain kind of way, whatever you had in your mind. You know what I mean? Like,
right. I guess I would basically say, like, number one, don't give a fuck about what nobody say about your relationship, because it's your relationship.
Right.
And, you know, I would definitely not go, let's see how to answer this, a good way to answer this. I guess I would say also that not to think about color and just think about, like cultural, I guess. Is this
well, like the individual?
Yes, like how they are as a person, don't focus too much on, oh my God, he's white, or oh my God, he's Asian. Like, don't focus on that. Focus on things that, that you guys have in common and grow from there. Cause if you focus on all the stuff that's different, sometimes it can be very frustrating, cause then you feel like you have nothing like that's like them. Like you guys can't relate. And in that case, you shouldn't even be with them if you feel like that.
Right.
So, you know, it's times where you can get like that if you're stuck on your differences. And if you guys, you both like, you know, ranch with hot sauce, like.
Ranch with hot sauce? What?
Or,
I've never tried it.
It's so good. Or you know, like, if y'all both like watching, like, looking at crazy conspiracy theories, I don't know. Just like, you know, focus on things that are like.
Or just
the
whatever.
Same.
But I mean, you can learn something.
You
from
can focus
everybody.
On
you
your
just never know, right?
But just not too much. Like that's don't like people overthink it. Because I know I kind of did in the beginning. Because I'm like,
you
need
to be
open minded.
Because you never know what you might think you don't like something, but you just never know because you've never tried it or it's never been introduced to you. So yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so part B of that question, what advice do you have to, like, for the outsiders, like, you know, the mom whose son just brought home a white girl, or for, you know, someone, the sister whose sister just brought home a white guy, and, you know, like, what's your advice to those people who are, like, apprehensive to, you know, I don't, in the beginning of the conversation before we called you, I was telling Sharika that I was 25 years old and one of my cousins brought his white friend to my house. And I was like, what? Like, you should have called me. You should have let me know. You should have given me some fair warning. Cause I had never had a white person in my house before. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have much social experience with white people, but that's just because of the way I grew up and where I grew up and where I live. So,
right.
You know, what advice would you give to, let's say me, if my sister started dating a white guy right now?
I would say welcome them with open arms because, you know, everybody's different. And I think everybody should be able to get at least one chance.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Give them a chance. You know, if they fuck up, then you can pee on them. But, you know, try to just look past them being white or being Asian or whatever.
Just other being race. Different. Just being other.
Yeah, like, you know, just focus on, like, my sister is happy. Like,
right.
I'm glad that she's
right.
happy. I'm glad that you make her happy.
Yeah. You're
you know,
right.
And,
you're
and,
right. Because if my sister didn't bring home a white guy right now, I wouldn't really care. As long as he's treating her well, I would just be happy that she's happy and that, you know, she has someone in her life that's making her happy, to be quite honest with you. That's just my take on it.
Yeah, and that's all. And honestly, that's really all that matters. Like, you know, as long as they're happy, you know, if they looking, you know, sad and stuff like that, then you're like, wait, what are you doing to my sister?
Yeah, that's anyone, though.
Right, you know, anyway.
My advice to everybody is to mind your fucking business. It doesn't
Amen.
Really have anything to do with you. If it doesn't affect you, then it doesn't affect you, whether you agree with it or not.
Right.
If it's not your business, it's not your business. Don't make it your business. That's
exactly.
Take on it.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, thank you, Amber, for joining us. It was
yes.
a pleasure.
Yes. I feel so enlightened.
Yes. You guys gotta invite me back.
Of course.
I might be
course.
Quiet, talking in my seat. Well, snub. God isn't done with us, but we're definitely done with you. Oh no, I forgot my quote. Wait, people too often forget that it is your own choice how you want to spend the rest of your life. Well, snob, God isn't done with us, but we're definitely done with you. Anything else you want to say for now? Tonight?
No, just take care, and thanks, Amber, for having this chat with us.
Yes,
I definitely enjoyed you guys. You guys are awesome. Everybody continue listening to the podcast. They got great content.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. We'll see you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Good night.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.